Here I will show you step by step how to configure a Tuya MCU device, how to get DPID list, how to map DPIDs to channels and publish them to Home Assistant, and how to create custom page for the device. This topic will cover most of Tuya MCU topics required to get your Tuya device running cloudless with HA. But first of all, do not flash device first. Start with reading this guide. This is because one of DPID extraction methods requires an unflashed device, 0. Do generic research. The first step is obviously to figure out what Tuya MCU is. This is why some basic reading is recommended first. Read our write-up, Tuya MCU Protocol, Communication between the Microcontroller and the Wi-Fi Module. Read Tuya Docs. Open our devices list, tick detailed checkbox, and search for Tuya MCU. Read the found teardowns. Read our AutoExec samples page, at least ones related to Tuya MCU. For generic OBK knowledge, please read our docs. Watch our flashing guides. 1. Check is your device using Tuya MCU. Now you need to know is your device using Tuya MCU. So, try to answer the following questions. When you open device case, is there an extra MCU in SOIC or TQFP case or similar near Wi-Fi module? Is Wi-Fi module connected to MCU via RX1, TX1, UART1 lines? When you do a config extraction with our flasher, does it find a baud setting in the flash? When you have flashed your device already, does your device has still functional buttons, even without configuring them in OBK? Does your device has a screen? If you answered yes to some of the questions, there is a chance your device is Tuya MCU. 2. Determine baud setting. The best way to find out baud setting is to use our flash tool, our flasher. Just get a 2 MB flash backup of device taken by UART, or just download Tuya config partition via Tuya config extraction in OBK and drag and drop it on the flasher. Tuya MCU baud rates are 9600 default and 1150/200 high speed. 3. Determine the meaning of DPIDs. Where having a not yet flashed device is handy, but there are multiple ways. If you haven't flashed device yet, you can just get them from Tuya. If you have an isolated USB to UART converter and know how to connect it in a safe manner, because device power supply may not be isolated from mains, you can use our Tuya MCU analyzer to sniff the communication and observe which DPIDs are sent when you are doing a particular action in Tuya app. For example, change relay and observe which DPID is sent. If you already flashed OBK, you can start the driver and set the Tuya MCU baud in AutoExec, and then use Tuya MCU send query state command to get DPIDs from the MCU. Then, you have to observe their values and guess their meanings. For example, if thermometer is showing 21.5°C and one DPID has value 215, then you can suspect it's the temperature. You can also search our devices list for similar devices. Maybe some DPID are matching. You can also use Tuya MCU send state command to send something to Tuya MCU, for example, relay value, and observe if it changes on the physical device. See command docs. 5. Start the driver and check is there a communication. This is when you already have to flash the device. Earlier steps could be completed without flashing, but now it's the time to change the firmware. The main issue with changing firmware of Tuya MCU devices is that Tuya MCU uses the same port as the flashing. This means that you will have to done something to sever the connection of MCU for the time of the flashing, at least in the most cases. There are multiple ways to do it. Cut the traces, RX and TX, leading to MCU and repair them after flashing. Disconnect board with Tuya MCU, if possible, if boards are separate. Desolder either Tuya MCU or Wi-Fi module. Sometimes it's possible. Desolder resistors on RX-TX traces, if present, Some devices don't have them. Alternatively, you could also try to look up the datasheet of the MCU and check whether it's possible to put it into the reset state via pulling it low or high. Furthermore, there are also OTA flashing solutions, but they are not reliable.